I went scuba diving again last night. I was swimming through the undersea canyons of Cayos Cochinos off the Honduran coast. That's what I do when I can't sleep. I think back to one of the many dives I did before children and family took precedence over travel and adventure. When sleep won't come, it's usually because my mind won't let my body rest. It's preoccupied with things that need to be done, problems that need to be solved, situations that have no resolution. I love fantasy films. However, fantasy provides no escape when the house is quiet and still, but my mind is caught in some nightmare loop of what ifs or what abouts. For that, I have to latch onto something as real as my worries, but something imbued with peace and wonder. The ocean has always been that place for me. Just sitting by the shore and listening to the crashing waves is calming to me. But being inside the ocean, being briefly a part of that world, provided the most profound peace and pleasure I've ever experienced. It's a world that makes sense. The relationships are defined by need, instinct, and mutual benefit. There's a wonderful symmetry to it all. I marvel at the ways smaller and weaker creatures have evolved to protect themselves against larger, predatory ones. The symbiotic relationship that allows the clownfish to live within the stinging anemone. The natural camouflage of leafy sea dragons, a type of seahorse. It looks just like the planet lives in, until it moves. The everyday details are fascinating. In the shallow parts of the reef, if you move slowly, you can get close enough to see small, colorful shrimp darting from a grouper's open mouth to his fanned-out gills. The shrimp gets food, and the grouper gets cleaned of parasites. And there are moments of pure, mute wonder. In Palau, we were startled by the sudden appearance of a school of butterfly fish flashing by in a curtain of yellow and black, being chased by a school of juvenile barracuda, a flickering wave of silver torpedoes. In Hawaii, I knelt in the sand on a night dive while black and white manta rays skimmed over my outraised fingertips as they made pass after pass to take in the plankton attracted by lights suspended under the boat. On the wreck of the Papoose off the North Carolina coast, we experienced the adrenaline rush of swimming among 20 or 30 sand tiger sharks, thrilled to be regarded as just another big fish in this undersea habitat. In the Cayman Islands, I swam into a cavern entrance deep on the island's tapering wall, then rose up and up toward the light streaming through a small opening at the top of the reef. The beauty of that moment will stay with me forever. Even as I write this, my breathing has slowed and I am infused with calm. I once lowered my blood pressure 20 points by closing my eyes and revisiting moments like these. "Wherever you were," the nurse said, "you should go there more often." Indeed, I wish I could go there again for real, revisit all the places I ever went diving, and discover some new ones. Maybe someday I will. Scuba diving is a fairly expensive hobby, especially when you factor in overseas travel. Still, I can't put a price on what I took away from those trips. Even if I never go diving again, the memories of those experiences remain an enduring gift that brings me calm when I need it most, or when I just need to let go of the day's worries and get some sleep.